But I can't do it. I can't give it up. That's just a flashing thought. It's in like lightning and dawn. Then the sun comes on. And it doesn't flash. It just stays there. Praise be to Allah. The spirit for community establishment. That's what we have. And we are not going to give it up. We are new people. And we are new people on the job site. On the job site of building community life. And we want our job back. We were once a faith people in Africa. And we had that land. And that land gave us a job. A job for developing it and establishing our life on the continent of Africa. We want our job back. As citizens of the United States of America, we want complete freedom to choose a place like this and many other places in this United States of America. And even outside, because you know our community also is in other places outside of the United States. Wherever we are, we want the landholders, the landowners, the bosses to know that the day or the end of time has come. And the poor man is competing with the rich man to build skyscrapers. Alright? That's what we want them to know. And he wants his full freedom to do that. Full freedom to do that. You know, I was invited to speak to some powerfully rich people. They are so proud of their philosophy, their ideas that have made them rich, that they don't say admit they're communists. They publish, They don't admit they're capitalists. They publish they're capitalists. They have a magazine that publishes them, the capitalists. They have an airplane. They have a business airplane. On the airplane, the capitalists. I went as their guest to their location, and there was a big sign out there, the capitalists. And they were rich. They're all rich. I'm not going to tell you their name. You'll know them right away if I told you their name. They're very rich people, and they're investors. They invest in many things, mostly gold and money and stuff like that. They're investors. Anyway, they invited me to speak to them. They wanted to know about Elijah Muhammad, this man, from his son. They wanted to hear about him from his son. The son of Elijah Muhammad is very significant, very important. Significant means important. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is very significant in the minds of many big people of the world, not just the United States of America, of the world. Why? Because he did something that was unexpected of any man in these United States, not to mention of a black man without formal education. He did things that were not expected of any man in these United States. He did those things and got the attention of the learned world. Yes, he did. The Reader's Digest, in the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's life, they put on their cover once, Elijah Muhammad, the most significant black man in America. That's what they said. Reader's Digest. Not yet. Reader's Digest. Okay? Said the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the most significant black man in America. I'm not sure. Brad Bunch might have still been alive at that time. I know there were some big ends alive, still alive at that time when they said the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the most significant black man in America. So they invited me to be their guest and for me to give speech, and they gave me money. I didn't go there to rich people, to talk to rich people that I knew were supposed to be converted. without coming back with something in my pocket. They promised me a good pay for my time, and they gave me even a better pay than I expected for my time. But getting to the point, when they gave me a chance to speak, I told them, I say, we have come to believe what many of you all already know, that you can be no bigger than your awareness. And what you are aware of, you cannot benefit from if you don't claim it. And we are aware of ourselves as citizens in these United States. And the land belongs to us as well as it belongs to anybody else. And we are determined to qualify to have responsibility for some land of our own. Yes. And I told them that I'm telling my people what God says to us. And God says He is the owner of the whole earth. And God has said to us that He made this earth and whatever's in the sky to benefit us. So we want our share in the benefit. And God said that He made every human being to be responsible in the earth. Responsible in the earth. I said, so we also want, we're determined to have our share in the responsibility for these things. I said, all we want is that you all, you don't have to help us. I said, we're not asking for charity. I told those big shots that. And I didn't tell them with macho. Let me tell you how I told them. I said, we just want our share. I said, and we're not begging anybody. I said, our prophet told us the hand that puts something in the poor hand is better or more valuable than the hand that's receiving something. I said, so we're not coming here begging or asking anything. All we want is for you not to hinder us or not to get in our way, or make trouble for us, and cause us to be defeated. We don't want our efforts hurt by you all, who have the power and the ability to get in our way, or to hurt what we are doing. That's what I told them. Now you, it's you, I don't talk like that. I say, all we want is you don't get in our way. You just don't get in our way. Not begging you for anything. Then come here to ask you for a dime. But just don't get in our way. Don't make trouble for us with all your power in the media and all your power in our neighborhood, in our culture, and in our lives. With all your power, don't get in our way or hurt what we're trying to do. Now that's how I talk to you. No, I didn't talk to no big shots. I didn't talk to no powerful boys that way. I had a low point. I was whispering almost when I was talking to those big boys. And let me tell you what the big boys said when I finished. And they didn't let the moderator say this. They had the big man, I mean the big man, come up there and he said, Mr. Muhammad, we will not get in your way. That's what he told me. He said, and Mr. Muhammad, if any way we can help you, we will. That's what he told me. I was an ambassador for you a long time ago. For us. All right. Okay. is very upsetting to Simsbury. A new people. We have to realize we are new people. Now, what is this language, a new people? What is this language? A new people. Human life is formed to engage the job. Human life is naturally having an appetite for. Now, you may be eating greens and your favorite meat, greasy meat, whatever, and french fries, whatever. But as a human being, you know you want more than that. Your existence may be that. That is not more, probably not much better than the mice that's in the house. Or the roaches that embarrass you when company come over. But you know you want more than that. If you're human, you want much more than that. Sometimes you shed tears. Just thinking while you're looking at yourself. More clearly than it is for any other people in the history of the world, we are in need of human community life. We need to be responsible for building our own community. We need to be responsible for its guidance, its direction. We shouldn't have to go to another community to have them tell us how to do it. We should be responsible for that. We can do it if we get back to the original human pattern created in the natural world for us by God. We will be able to evolve, or as Don Elijah Muhammad says, raise up. We will be able to evolve or raise up the people and have the people produce wonderful establishments. But we can't do that with the spirit of somebody who can't think any bigger than their small environment or their small life that they live. You have to have people who are in touch with bigger environments and who sees life bigger than the small life we have in these apartments and rooms and hotels or whatever, motels and places, bad-looking places. Somebody has to have freedom beyond that limitation in order to have the feeling and the interest, the concerns and the sensitivity and the intelligence, and more important, the knowledge, to take us into the big picture that God created us for. History calls a theft, and the theft, this is the history of religious people, religious communities, Jews, Christians, and now us. History records a theft, and giving you the words of Scripture, it says a theft of a whole people. Now we have suffered a theft of our community life. We need to get that life, get it on, get it going forward, and we need to get on the job of being responsible for that life, and do our part in assuring us and our children a better and bigger future. We can do that. We are on the job. We talked at the last congregational prayer. We talked about our job. And I knew there were some heavy imams in the audience. They knew I was going to lead this congregation, so some of them had come even from out of town. So, and some of them I know they are Christian preachers hiding among us. Yes, oh yes. They change identities and come among us and hide, you know. They hide because they want to eat at our table, but they don't want to be identified. And I welcome them. I welcome them. In fact, if I know a few of them in the audience, I even add some extra food to the table. I put some extra food on the table. For my guests who have a taste, you know, different tastes than ours, I put some food on there, special food for them. Later, I said, you didn't know I had your treats, did you? Thank God. Anyway, I asked them, how do you spell job? They hesitated, looked at me like I was going to pull a joke on them or something. I said, seriously, how do you spell job? J-O-B. I said, how do you spell Job the prophet? J-O-B. Thank you very much. Peace. That's the last one.
For more on the ministry of Imam W.B. Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W.B. Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W.B. Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.